Welcome to the Lifehouse Message Podcast. Please make sure to follow or subscribe to this so that you can get all the latest messages. We hope that you are inspired, empowered, and encouraged by the message today. Let's enjoy.
Hey everyone, so excited for today's message. Why don't we take this moment and pray? Dear Jesus, thank you so much for this day. We open our hearts. Please speak to us in your amazing name. Amen. Come on, we are in our Stories of the Cross series this month, and today is very exciting because we want to talk about the Last Supper. Have you ever seen this painting of the Last Supper? What's the first thing that comes to your mind? For me, it's this painting by Leonardo da Vinci. Maybe we can have it on the screen right now. But if you look at this painting, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? For me, it's that it just looks so unusual that everybody's facing into the same direction. Like, just imagine this for a second. You are going to an Italian restaurant with your friends, maybe 10, maybe you have many friends. And you ask the waiter, hey, can we maybe get a seat or a table? And they say, yeah. So they come in, they introduce you, and then you get this super long table where you're all sitting next to each other, facing into the same direction. Wouldn't that be weird? You know, imagine this. Hey, can you give me the salt from over there? And oh, can you please push the button over there and call the waiter? And the person's like, I can't hear you. And it's like just such a mess. I'm not sure if that was actually how the Last Supper went for Jesus, but let's look together at what the Bible says, and let's look at the story together and unpack this today. My message title for today is called The Last Supper and the Heart of Jesus. And I really love this story because we can see the heart of Jesus and just how much he loves us. And so before we jump into the story, I just want you to know that this Last Supper was basically the last meal, the last evening Jesus had before he went to the cross next day. And so I'm just so sure Jesus was really looking forward to getting there with the people he loved so much and spending this time before he was going to go to the cross. You know, and not only that, back then, on this day, they were actually celebrating something called Passover, which was a Jewish tradition where they would celebrate and be thankful for God rescuing them on their way out of Egypt. And so in this scene where we're going to read in the Bible, in just a second, we have Jesus with his disciples, maybe many other people that just Jesus loved, and they were just there together drinking, eating, celebrating. And it was a time of family and friendship, and it was just such a great time. So let's look at how this story starts in Mark 18, 17 to 20. In the evening, Jesus arrived with the 12. And as they were at the table eating, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, one of you eating with me here will betray me. Greatly distressed, each one asked in turn, am I the one? He replied, it is one of you 12 who is eating from this bowl with me. Wow. So as they're eating, as they're having a good time, Jesus is actually saying, one of you guys here that I really love is actually going to betray me. What would you do? What do you think? You know, we can see his heart, Jesus' heart here, that even with somebody who was going to betray him, he was at the same table, eating and loving people. I don't know about you, but if it was your last meal on this earth and tomorrow you would pass away, who would you invite? Who would you invite to this dinner? You see, Jesus, he wasn't just there with people that were there because they loved him. Jesus loved those people. He gathered the people that he loved, that he wanted to spend time with. And this is how we can see his amazing heart for us. And so my first point for today is, communion is for everyone. Maybe you believe in Jesus. Do you think that Jesus is your friend? If yes, that's amazing. And if no, I really want to tell you that Jesus thinks of you as a friend, no matter what you think. 1 Timothy 2:4 says this, God wants everyone to be saved and to fully understand the truth. Isn't that amazing, guys? Jesus came for every single person. Jesus came to save every single person. But what did he come to save us from? I actually really love this parable that Pastor Tuske shared with me, and it really helped me understand the bigger picture even more. Think about it as us humans and God living on an island. And all of a sudden, The moment we are born, we are separated from God. This is because of something called sin, you know? We all have made mistakes, you and me, and I've thought bad things, and we all lied, and we're not perfect, but God is. And the moment we are born, we're separated on a sinking ship. And this sinking ship is actually headed for destruction. But God loves us so much that He sent Jesus to save every single person. No matter what race, what background, what family, what country, Jesus came for you. And so He goes onto the cross, He takes all our mistakes, all sin, everything, and dies for us in order to come back to life and have complete victory so He can come on another boat, on a rescue boat, to take our hands and save us. I really love this so much. And for me, as I discovered it, as I started to believe in Jesus, this new agreement that God had through Jesus with us really helped me understand this even more. Because Jesus had victory, because Jesus came and He saved me and He changed my life. When I first came to Japan, I was actually a believer before. My family was Christian and I was raised in a Christian household. And as I started walking with Jesus, as I was small, after graduating high school, I actually got super lost. I went to Japan after graduating and I didn't have any hope. I didn't have any confidence. I didn't have purpose. I didn't have joy, actually. If you would have looked at me back then, I was probably this like serious German guy with this serious face, never laughing. But after coming back to Jesus and coming to church, Jesus changed that. He gave me so much joy, so much purpose, so much hope, and you can have the same thing. And just thinking about it, I just become so thankful. And for Jesus here, in this story, as we do communion, we can remember this and be thankful too. And so let me tell you today, if you believe in Jesus already, let's be thankful. You know, this communion was a time of thankfulness, being together, eating together, and remembering what Jesus has done for us. And if you don't know Jesus yet, I really want to encourage you that we can't save ourselves. You see, Jesus came on another rescue boat to lift us up, but by our own strength, we can't do anything. And so that's why we can be thankful and remember what Jesus has done for us. And so, as we talk about communion is for everyone, for all kinds of people, it is also a time of being thankful. And it is also a time that is very powerful. There's power in communion. And so let's see what Jesus and the disciples actually do as they're eating. We read this in Mark 14, 22 to 26. It says, "As they were eating, Jesus took some bread and blessed it. Then He broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, 'Take it, for this is my body.' And He took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. He gave it to them and they all drank from it. And He said to them, 'This is my blood, which confirms the covenant between God and His people. It is poured out as a sacrifice for many. I tell you the truth, I will not drink wine again until the day I drink it new in the kingdom of God.' And then they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives." Guys, communion is powerful. And just in this scripture right now, there was so much going on. And I want to look at it together and break down what Jesus was actually saying when He was talking about the bread and His body and the wine and the blood. So, what does it mean? I want to ask you, are you here today maybe and you feel like you need healing? Or are you maybe struggling with some kind of sickness? Are you maybe hurt or looking for freedom and breakthrough? I really want to encourage you. This is for you. Really listen to this. Because as Jesus was taking the bread, He said, "This is my body. This represents my body, which will be broken for you." And if we take that during communion and remember that, guys, there's so much healing power. There's so much power in this, and we can have that breakthrough. This is actually what it says in Isaiah 53, verse 5. "But He was being punished for what we did. He was crushed because of our guilt. He took the punishment we deserved, and this brought us peace. We were healed because of His pain." Wow. If you think about it in a way, you can think of Jesus' body being completely perfect. You see, He came to this earth and He didn't do any mistake like us. He didn't do any wrong. He didn't have any sin, any shame. He lived a perfect life and His body was perfect. And then there's us. We make mistakes, we get hurt, we get sick, we go through things, right? And Jesus, he took all that punishment. He took our body as he went to the cross, and he had victory over it. And so when we believe in Jesus, when we take the bread and just thank God for what he did for us, we exchange our bodies with Jesus' body. We get his perfect body, which is completely healed and just full of light and full of love. Isn't that amazing? And so at the end of this message as well, we're going to have a moment where we're going to take communion together. And if you are believing and praying and trusting in healing and breakthrough, I really want you to think of it as we pray together. Now let's look at what the wine represents. Jesus said that this wine represents my blood, which will be shed for you. So as we drink the wine, we think about what Jesus did for us. We think about how he took all sickness, all pain on himself and just washed all of that stuff away. It says this in Hebrews 9:14. Just think how much more the blood of Christ will purify our consciousness from sinful deeds so that we can worship the living God. For by the power of the eternal Spirit, Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for us. So I actually have a piece of paper today that I want to use to kind of illustrate this for you. Think about it as this being us. In our lives until now, we maybe had mistakes, there were lies, maybe you went through things and you're carrying a lot with you. You know, maybe you have been hurt or there's sickness or shame. And if this is us, and you maybe got hurt along the way, this could be like you're looking today. This was how I was looking before I believed in Jesus. But you know what? As we believe in Jesus, as we believe in the power of the cross, in the resurrection of God, you know what happens? His blood washed away all our sins, and we become a new, pure, white, and clean piece of paper. There's nothing that just made us dirty. We're a completely new creation. And not only that, think about it as a laminated piece of paper. No matter what is going to happen from this point on, the devil can't do anything. Any lies, anything that the devil tries to tell us, if we were to write something on here, it doesn't touch the paper. It's just this laminated piece. And whenever we give thanks, whenever we're thankful, we can just wipe it away with the blood of Jesus. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that powerful? And this is why we don't need to take communion every time we make a mistake. There's power in trusting and giving thanks for what Jesus did for us. And so let's go back to the story. As the disciples were gathering with Jesus, this was actually a very sad night. Think about it. The person that you love so much was gonna die tomorrow. And although Jesus told the disciples everything, he told them that he was gonna go to the cross and give his life away but be resurrected, you know, they were still sad because they didn't understand everything. But Jesus did. Jesus understood what was gonna happen. Jesus understood that this was part of God's plan, that he wanted to do this to save you and me and give us new life. And so this is what was going to happen. 1 Corinthians 5:14. He, Jesus, was buried and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the scripture said. So this is what happened, guys. As Jesus goes to the cross, there is victory over sin and death. There's no more condemnation. And Jesus brought us victory. Because of Jesus, we can have new life. And because Jesus changed my life, I believe that he can change your life too. And if you remember in the story, after Jesus and his disciples, they had the communion, they had this dinner, this meal together, they ended in celebration and thankfulness. It says that they went out in hymns and singing and went to the Mount of Olives in verse 26. And so what I want to do today, what I want to do now, I want to take communion with all of you together. So in Japan, we love to use rice crackers and green tea. You can use whatever you want, but as we take communion, if you're maybe thinking and struggling with something, why don't you think about it as we give thanks? And so, first of all, let's all take our rice cracker or whatever you have, and let's celebrate and be thankful as we take this together. So we're gonna pray first, and then we're going to eat it. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for your body that you have broken for us on the cross. Thank you for everything you went through, for all sickness, all pain, all hurt that you took on yourself. As we take this and we're thankful, Lord, we pray for healing and we pray for breakthrough. Thank you for everything you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's eat together. So good. All right, next let's take our green tea and let's pray again and then drink together. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for your blood that you have shed for us. We just pray right now that as we take this, you would wash away our sins. You would make us a complete new creation, and that nothing, no lies from the devil, no matter what it may be, God, help us to stand strong and fill us with your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's drink. So good. Well, guys, did you enjoy communion today? There's so much power, and let's just be thankful as we do this. I really want to encourage you. We do this every first Sunday of the month, but really, you can do this anytime, at home, with your friends, or with your family. And so as we finish this message today, I actually want to pray for one more group of people. Maybe you're here today, and up until this point in your life, you went through many things, and you're carrying a lot with you. If you really want to have this new life with Jesus, I want to encourage you, you can't save yourself. If you're on this boat, I really want to encourage you that Jesus is reaching out. He wants you to take his hand and to help you. And so if you want to believe in Jesus today, I really want to give you this opportunity to believe in him right now. All you got to know is that he loves you, that he went to the cross and died for you. He took all your sins, all your mistakes on himself, but he came back to life on the third day, and there's complete victory for you. And so if that's you today, I'm going to count down from three, and then if that's you, you can make that decision in your heart. Sounds good? Well, I want to count down now. Three, God loves you. Two, open your heart. One, right now, why don't you make that decision in your heart? Come on. Well, let's pray for all the amazing people that made this decision right now. Jesus, thank you for every single person that made this decision. We just pray that you would come into their life, that you would take away all their sins and forgive them and fill them with your love, with your joy, and with your peace. In Jesus' amazing name, amen. So good, guys. I hope you enjoyed today's message. We're going to look at more stories of Easter and the whole resurrection story in this month, so stay with us. I hope you have an amazing week. Bye.
Thanks for listening today. We hope that God was able to speak to you through the message. If you consider Lifehouse your church home, or if you were blessed by these messages, then why not consider generously supporting us? Simply go to mylifehouse.com/give and find the giving way that works best for you. Have a blessed day, and we'll catch you all next time.